Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about magic. We hear how people say, well, this happened in my life and it was magical. It was amazing. It was a miracle. It was a miracle that this happened. And sometimes we hear those things and we think, this is crazy. There's no way. This doesn't happen. What do they mean by magic and miracles? And I don't know about that. But it's interesting because I find that when we assume that these things are not a possibility, we assume that right out of our life. And it's interesting how we have created a belief system based on our past that dictates what happens in the present moment, how we see it, how we interpret it, but also dictates what happens in the future and how we see that as well. And I would like to say for the record that there was a time when I was young that I think I totally believed in magic and everything that could happen and how cool our life could be when we just let go. And as a kid, I wasn't holding on any stuff. I wasn't holding on any baggage or stuff that I've learned from watching other people or family telling me what I can and can't do or what will never happen in my life or what will happen in my life. And it's interesting how as a kid, you have that finger on the pulse. Like, everything's amazing and life is just awesome. And there's so many cool things happening all at one time. And it's just so awesome. And we grow up and we get older and we begin to not see things as being awesome anymore. We begin to see it as, well, we've been there, we've done that, we've already done that. It's not anything new or interesting, and life is just going to be this way. And it's really kind of not such a good bill of goods when we get that way. It's like everything has just already been done. There's nothing new. And we begin to push that envelope where we're kind of unhappy with just being a human being, and we don't see the value anymore in living life and being amazed, because we just are amazed. We've seen everything. We've done everything. We've had, you know, every trick in the book pulled on us. We've been used by other people. People owe us money. They've screwed us over. All those things in between. You know, and some of us might not even talk to some of our family members anymore because of things that happened. Maybe we've gone through a really toxic divorce and kind of wondering if there is love. There's all these different levels of emotions that we deal with. Maybe our best friend turned on us, hurt our feelings, lied, stole from us. And when we go through these processes in life, we lose that magic. The magic that we had as a kid when we were building a fort in the living room made out of boxes and blankets, and how amazing our fort had become and how beautiful it was and how much fun we had playing in a box, for God's sakes, for hours and hours upon hours. And remember those, it was just amazing times, and the smallest thing, the most simplest thing could just entertain us forever. And wouldn't it be great to go back to that? Wouldn't it be great to be back there? Wouldn't that be pretty awesome? What if I told you I could help you find that place again? What if I told you that if you followed some of these things that I'm going to talk about on today's show, that you'll find magic in your own life? That your perception and perspective will change. That you'll let go of what no longer helping you and embrace the things that will better impact your life. And so today I'm talking about magic. I'm talking about what magic is, how to bring magic into your life, how to bring wonderment back into your life, because that's what it's about. I mean, life is pretty amazing. It's pretty magical, really, if we allow the magic to be. When we allow the magic to be, it's amazingly magical. When we allow the magic to be, we embrace some amazing stuff and allow that. And that, to me, is amazing. So how can we begin to bring magic back into our lives, to open up to that ability, to open up to that allowability? And how do we do that as an adult? That's a good question. Well, the first thing is that we got to get stuff out of our life that's no longer helping us. Okay? A lot of us have things in our life that we've acquired. They're not helping us to be better people. They're certainly not helping us to be happier people. And so what are those things in our life that we're holding on to that are definitely holding us back and keeping us from seeing the magic in our life? I don't know about you, but anytime I'm in a situation where it's overtly negative, it's really hard to see the forest through the trees. It's very hard to see any sort of happiness quotient because we're too busy dealing with what's happening right around us. And if you're in a situation right now that is constantly negative, the problem is that we as humans can't be around negative without becoming negative, or it's almost like being around a vampire. You're totally sucked dry of all your energy, and you're basically just praying for survival. So it's either one or the other. It's not like being around negative will power you up. Okay, it's not going to give you power. It's not going to make you stronger. It's going to take you down. I deal with a lot of clients in my office who are married. God bless them. And their spouse is extremely negative. Extremely negative. And so when they go home at night, instead of having a great conversation and feeling good and being happy with where they are, it's kind of a fight or flight type situation. It's a constant push and pull. It's constant arguing, a negative concept, negative construction of the whole issue. And they feel completely sucked of all life right before they go to bed. And their happiest part of their life is leaving to go to work every day because they get away from it. FYI, your marriage is not supposed to be like that. Your marriage is supposed to be something that aids and abets, that helps you create and be happy in your life. It's supposed to be something that offers you strength. It's supposed to be something that's a co-creation. It's not supposed to be painful and agonizing and the worst part of your day. And I find that a lot of times, I'm not saying that divorce is key, but I'm saying that you got there somehow. Now we got to figure out how and why the relationship went there. And it's a two-way street, okay? And being able to decide, hey, can we get past this? Can we move on? Can we work on our marriage and work on our attitude to better our situation? And some may say, yes, I can. We can definitely work on this, and we are going to work on it, and we have worked on it. I've had clients that have worked on it, and their lives have changed drastically. I've had some clients that have worked on it, and They're trying. They're working on it as much as possible, but it's a one-sided effort. And then I've had other folks that literally, they worked on it as much as they could, and it was time to separate, time to move on. Because I think a lot of times in life we don't realize, we think that we're losers because we can't make something work. But often we made decisions back in the day at a certain age because that's where we were, mentally, emotionally. And as we began to get wiser and move up in the mental food chain, in the emotional chain, the spouse didn't move up at the same rate. And for a while, it was okay. But then there came a time that there was such a gap that it didn't make sense. And as they kept trying to explain or talk or spend time with their spouse, there was just more and more of a wedge because the growth rate was different. What they wanted is different. And you can't expect everybody to want what you want and to grow the same way. It just doesn't work that way. It's not the way life is. But you can try to do the best you can with what you have. But there comes a time when, if the writing's on the wall, you've got to work at what's best, spend time doing the right thing, making sure you don't make a mistake, and try to alleviate the things that might not be working in your life. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Click on the contact page, send me a message on some topics you might want me to talk about here in future shows. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about magic, how to create and bring magic into your life, how to find that, how to make that happen, how to open your mind and your heart to it and bring it in once and for all. You know, oftentimes we go through life, like I was saying earlier, about really focusing on the negative or dealing with stuff that we've had to overcome, having kind of a hard hand of cards to deal with. You know, maybe dealing with somebody that hurts your feelings or somebody that hurts you financially or steals from you or anything like that, or maybe a marriage that's just not working. Maybe holding on to the past. And a lot of the stuff that we hold on to is no longer valuable to us. It doesn't help us in any way. It actually hurts us. We're holding on to the things that are actually causing us pain. And when we're doing that, we can't see the magic because it really can't be created. And if it is being created, we're completely missing it because we're seeing and working with other things in our life, and we don't have the bandwidth to see it all. And it's interesting. It's kind of like the concept when you're holding on to the bad relationship, and you know the relationship is doomed, and you've known it for a long time, but you just don't want to live alone. You don't want to be alone. You'd rather deal with this crazy, manic relationship with this narcissist or whatever it is that you're dealing with. You'd rather deal with that, deal with the pain and the agony than being alone. But the problem is that all that pain that you're dealing with and all that energy that you're putting into this relationship is sucking the life right out of you. It's sucking the life right out of you to the point that you don't have time and life to focus on what matters. You're too busy trying to figure out how to put this fire out every single day of your life. I mean, you know, I've had clients come to my office and literally every night they get home from work, it's painful because it's constant. It's a constant negative impact that they have in their life that's hard for them to deal with. And they have enough stress on them, but then they deal with this stress and they can't focus on anything else. A good example that I have that I think a lot of people can relate to is, you know, we've all been in love at one point in time. Like a young love. And I think women can relate to this a little more than men, but maybe not. And you fall for someone and you know, you're having a great relationship and you really connect, and I'm sure the sex is pretty good. And, you know, all you can do is think about this person. All you can do is think about them. Wonder what they're doing right now. Okay, I'm going to call them. Okay, I'm going to text them. And it's constant, and all you can do is think about them, and you're not really focusing on work or whatever you're doing. You're focusing on that, and all your energy is dedicated to thinking about that person. Now, think about it when it's something that's bringing negativity in your life. Yeah. So as you can see, something that takes over this much time in your life, now take that into a negative connotation, what happens then? What happens? That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy dedicated to a negative situation that you're dealing with on a daily basis. And that doesn't create goodness in your life. It actually creates negativity, and it actually puts you in a position of focusing so much time on that negative content and a negative situation that you can't focus your life in a positive way. You just can't. I was in a situation one time years ago where I had loaned some money to somebody, a friend of mine, and at the time when they asked me for it, you know, they said they'd pay me back, whatever. Well, it never happened. And I got into a little financial bind. And all I could think was about the money they owed. All I could think about is them, you know, not standing up to their word. All I could think about was them being cruel and lying. That's all I could think about, because when you're in a financial situation or something like that, all you can think about is how you got there, and you blame yourself for it, but then you think about all the other stuff, and all you can focus on is that. You can't focus on, you know, how to get out of it or what to do. You start focusing, and you get that tunnel vision, and you just keep kind of sucking into that black hole. And I think these are the things in our life that take us from seeing the magic that our life really is, because we're so in the muck and yuck of the drama that we can't see it. You can't see it. I mean, you just can't. And that's the way life is. We have to let go of this drama. We have to not participate or play the game. We got to let go of that stuff, and we got to let in goodness in our life. And it begins with kind of cleaning out the closet. I like to call it the closet of life. You know, that closet of life, you've got all kinds of stuff in there. You got a closet, you got a marriage that may not be working. You got a relationship that may or may not be working. You got friends that you might have been holding on to for a long period of time that seem to kind of let you down all the time. And if you're one of those people that are constantly there for your friends, it can be painful because it's not reciprocal. You can have friends that put you down in kind of a covert way. A lot of people call them haters. You can have friends that kind of use you financially, emotionally. You know, maybe you're the person in the group that's constantly helping people with advice, and they always ask for your advice, but, you know, they take off and they go with it, but they don't come back to you until they're hurting again. And you never get to see them or have fun with them on a regular basis. It's like you're their free psychologist. Others of you might have friends that take advantage of you financially, constantly paying for everything. And you get into this like plot, this circular plot where everything you do, you pay for. And that gets painful too, because you feel used, because you really kind of are being used. You know, what about the person that is always kind of combative with you, secretly competing with you on things that you don't even realize? That's a problem. That's a big problem. And when people are secretly competing against you, especially if you consider them a friend, you're not even seeing that happening. You don't even see it coming a mile away. And they are sabotaging you on every level, and you don't even get it. And the problem with that is it's like having your enemy back there on the line, the front line with you, behind you. Well, actually, they're not on the front line with you. They're behind you. And when you're running across, you know, going after the enemies, they're coming after you, and they're on your side. And you don't even have an idea. And these folks, you know, they might say something to people that you know. Oh, yeah, Ashley. Oh, yeah, well, you know, a couple times she's let me down. There were a couple of things. You know, maybe you told them your life story, and they occasionally slip and tell other people about stuff that you're not necessarily all keen on everybody knowing. Are you trying to hold on to a relationship that's not working? Is there water under the bridge that neither one of you have dealt with that is constantly ruining your ability to have a relationship? Is there something that you have to confront and deal with to move on with your life? Do you? Because when we have unfinished business with family members and there is water under the bridge, we have a tendency of having problems in other facets of our life. A good example is I have clients that come into my office, women, a lot of women more than men, that had a bad relationship with their dad while they were growing up. Some of them don't speak to their father anymore. Some of them, their father and mother divorced, and the father went off and married someone else and, you know, sowed his wild oats and kind of threw the daughter out there, didn't even think about it, and then came back, you know, hoping to have a relationship. But the daughter's upset and sad because, you know, dad ran out. And I've seen that even in clients that are in their 40s and 50s that they just can't seem to meet the right guy. They keep meeting guys like their dad. They keep choosing men that have the same problems because they never dealt with it. They never clarified the issue. They never clarified and came to solution. They never overcame the water under the bridge that has upset them so long that they have a tendency of repeating a pattern. And that's something that you see often. And it's not necessarily their fault because they don't see it. And I, yes, they could do some soul searching and some soul work. But for the most part, they've got to come to terms with that and deal with the problem at hand before they can better and self-actualize their life. Otherwise, they keep falling into that trap. And it basically boils down to you have to deal with the problem at hand, overcome the situation, deal with the dad issue, come to a conclusion, accept that, forgive what you can, and move on. And at that point, find someone right in your life. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about that and other things to let go to get the magic in your life. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about allowing magic to happen in your life, about how to find magic, how to have the unexpected, and get the stuff that we've always dreamed of, the things we actually call miracles, and begin to see those miracles happening in our day-to-day life. And some of you out there are like, what in the heck are you talking about, Ashley? How in the heck is that going to happen? Well, I know one thing. When we are stuck in relationships that don't work, in negative relationships, when we are stuck around people that are holding us down because we're holding ourselves back as well, you know, it's not just their fault. We're doing it on purpose. It's a roadblock that we've created. When we do that, we are not able to see the glory that our life can be. Because we're too weighed down by the drama and the stuff that doesn't matter. When your life is filled with that kind of stuff and focused on that, you can't outfocus it. It's like you can't pull focus. You know, like when you're focusing on something really far away, like with a telescope, you can't like pull focus and look right next to you. You can't, you're looking at something very far away. And when it's kind of the same thing, when you're dealing with the drama and you're dealing with some pain in your life, you're hyper focused on it. Okay. When you're hyper focused on that, you can't focus on anything else. It just doesn't happen that way. Like I was talking about earlier, when you're in love, when you're young and you're in love, all you can think about is that young love. All you can think about is, oh, when am I the next time I'm going to see them? And oh my gosh, what are they doing right now? And oh my gosh, I hope they call me. Oh gosh, maybe they'll text. You know, and the flip-flop is true. When you're around negativity and you're in a bad relationship, something that's causing you a lot of stress and strain, that's all you can focus on. You know, another side to that is, I know that some people get bored in their relationships and what have you. You got a lot of people that step out on their marriages, and I am not at all advocating that, but I'm saying that oftentimes this extracurricular activity that people get involved in cause a lot of stress and strain in their life. And the stress and strain that it causes is unnecessary stress. And I'm sure for some people out there, they're like, I'm getting something out of it, so I don't really care. But a lot of times the things that we bring into our life when they're not the most positive of things are not the above board things. They bring us a lot of unnecessary stress. I've had many clients come into my office who have stepped out in their marriage for one reason or another. We won't have to go into the reasoning right now. We're talking about what happens when it happens. They step out, and at the beginning, I think it's fun and exciting for these folks, but it becomes another relationship. It's almost like they're, you know, dual marriage. It's like they have two marriages, and they're having to hide themselves from one and hide themselves from another, lie to the one, lie to the other. And they're not happy eventually wherever they are because they'd rather be with the other one when they're with one and vice versa. So they lose their life. Their life becomes those two women or those two men that they're seeing. And there's no in-between time. And it begins to cause and create a toll in someone's life that becomes overwhelming, that becomes stressful. It becomes a secondary job. And eventually drama and issues are going to happen. You know, I mean, eventually it's either going to end, or you're going to end it, or they're going to end it, or people are all going to find out about it. So one way or another, more drama has to show up. Even if it's going through a breakup with one or the other or both, whether it's going through the fact that you get caught by your spouse having an affair. Maybe you run into a friend that sees you. And then what goes and tells your spouse or comes to you and says, if you don't take care of this, then I'm gonna tell, you know, him or her. And I'm not judging why someone steps out. But what I am showing focus on is it instantaneously causes tragedy and stress in one's life. And where did that stress come from? How did it show up in our life? We brought it in our life. We brought it in. We created it. I know. Like, think about the things that have caused you the most stress in your life. How many of those were self-imposed? A ton. And, you know, there's some that weren't. You know, sometimes bad things can happen to good people. Right? Natural disasters, fires, accidents, you know, disease, right? But there are a lot of those things that we can stop, not allow in our life, regulate, change, get rid of. When we begin to realize a higher level of value and understand that if we want certain specific awesome things to happen, we've got to make sure that we don't overstep or create havoc in our own life. I mean, I'm just like you. I've created havoc in my own life, and it sucks. I mean, I remember starting to smoke cigarettes back in the day, and I thought I was so cool, by the way. I was cool for a little while. I mean, back in the day, it was cool for a little while to smoke, you know? But, I mean, I finally quit. But, you know, I brought on health stuff, issues, you know, that cough, that hack you get, you know, that kind of sort of thing. I mean, we've all drank too much. We've all been somewhere, had too much to drink, made a fool of ourselves, done something we didn't want to do. Some of us have actually gone to jail for stuff like that and got to deal with a probation for several years at a time. You know, some of us just made a fool of ourselves and had to deal with the aftermath. But again, it wasn't the alcohol that did it to us. It was us drinking because we chose it. Now, it's interesting, you can't sit there and beat yourself up for the past, because that just doesn't work. When we beat ourselves up for the past, we're not really learning anything, we're just like taking revenge on ourselves. And it's just time to let go of that, let it be, accept it for what it is, learn, for the love of God, learn from the mistakes. I mean, I'm serious, learn, and then move on. And you won't do it again. And, you know, I tell folks, you know, anytime you're thinking about doing something that you wouldn't want to have on the cover of the newspaper, or you wouldn't want to have on the front page of Facebook or on your profile, then think about it over and over and over and over again, and really think about it. And don't jump into anything fast, because you might be going through a phase, midlife crisis, boredom, stress, anxiety, feeling underwhelmed, and all these things can lead to doing things that you might not necessarily have done. But if you think about things before you do it, you could usually safeguard yourselves from making those mistakes that will haunt you for a long time. And when we make those types of mistakes, our focus goes to that mistake, and we try to fix it, get out of it, you know, get out of doing time, you know, for the extreme, you know, get out of paying a bunch of money, get out of dealing with a divorce, whatever that is. We're going through that process, and it's hard to focus on the neat things that are happening if you just allow them in your life. You know, one other thing that we can begin to let go is the past. The past does not dictate the present. The past holds us in the past and keeps us in the past. It does not allow us to grow. And I believe that the past is a helpful tool to remembering what not to do. The past is a helpful tool to see that you've forgiven yourself. And that's one thing that I want you to do right now, is any of the stuff that you've done in the past that you feel bad about, you've got to forgive yourself for doing it. And it's kind of like a mourning process. You got to let it go. You got to accept it. And you got to move on. And a lot of people don't do that. You don't forgive yourself for making mistakes. You forgive your friends and family for doing it, but you don't forgive yourself. So it's up to you to begin to figure that out and forgive yourself just like you would somebody else. I'll be back in just a few. I'll be talking more about how to find that magic. And once you get to that certain space, that headspace, all of a sudden daily things become very majestic and fun. And you begin to feel a surge of energy that you haven't probably felt. It's going to be a little different in the beginning, but then eventually you'll get used to it. And you'll be on that high that you don't want to let go because it's pretty good stuff. And that's what I call the magic. The stuff that we dreamed of. The miracles that our life can be. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Listen to the show on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Live Your True Life Perspectives. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me. We'll be back here. I'll be back here in two shakes.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. attacks. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about magic, about how to create magic in your life, how to see it, how to get the unexpected, the stuff that you've dreamed of, to open your eyes to the miracles that your life can have. You know, I find it very interesting when we get stuck in the minutiae, when we get stuck in dealing with drama and negativity and kind of just held down by these kind of low vibrational stuff, we miss out on all that life has to offer. We totally miss out. We miss all of it because we're too busy in the small stuff. We're too busy in the drama and the muck and the yuck that we don't see the bigger picture. Okay, you just don't. You don't see it. When you get stuck dealing with stuff like, you know, petty BS, like fights with friends, not really friends, but fights with people, drama, argumentation, talking behind people's back, gossiping, being in a marriage where you're stepping out of the marriage and seeing someone on the side and hiding around and trying to find places to go and then dealing with the aftermath of running into people and then being found out and then having to do damage control. All this stuff really takes you out of the miracle of life because you're too busy just, well, doing damage control all the time. I mean, you know, you see reality TV shows on TV, but people genuinely, when they live like that, they just miss out on all life has to have. You could be in the middle of 15 rainbows with leprechauns running around, with a unicorn that comes to life, and Jesus himself standing there. And if you're in the middle of a bunch of stuff, you're not going to see any of it. Because you can't. Because you're not at that vibrational level to accept it. It's almost like it doesn't appear. It's not there. Because you're too busy dealing with the issue of the day. Who said what about who? You know, how so-and-so is screwing up. Or personal damage control. You know, and I know that a lot of us have issues in our life, but it's like to step up to the plate and say, you know what, I'm going to take care of these issues the best way I can. And it begins with accepting myself, loving myself, and forgiving myself for anything I've done in the past and moving forward. And acknowledging that I am an amazing spirit being that deserves to not only be happy and healthy, but to be loved and me also love me. And not a narcissistic love. Not that kind of stuff. That's not right. No, it's like you accept yourself for everything and you love who you are because you have this amazing spirit within you, and you can do anything, and you're not judging yourself anymore. Oh, I have a pimple, or I'm too short, or I'm not smart enough. None of that. You accept everything because this is the package that you have, and now let's make the most out of it with your purpose with this package. And let's talk about it, because once you get past the old habits, you know, if it's a marriage or relationship that's not working and the writing's been on the wall for a long time and you have literally been focused so much on that relationship, you know, that you can't focus on anything else, you know, like everything else is falling apart. Those friends that aren't necessarily your friends that might stab you in the back, that don't really have your interest at heart, that, you know, you're there for, but they don't seem to be there for you, or they seem to come up with things and comments to hold you back. The one that always wonders how you got to be where you are, or questions your validity, or makes you question your existence. Those aren't really your friends. You might have known each other for a really long time, but do you really feel like having to defend yourself all the time is really a healthy relationship? I don't think so. And you know consciously to some degree, definitely subconsciously, who is the great people and who's not. And I know some of you say, well, I don't want to be alone. Well, I know, but, you know, sometimes being alone is the most therapeutic thing you can do, because, like, it's like holding on to a bad relationship. Nobody else is going to come in, and if somebody does show up that's the best person in the world, you're in a freaking relationship. Okay, and that's not the right way to start off in a relationship. Well, I was still living with this person, and yeah, it was the worst thing, but I met her, and she was great, and we started seeing each other, and I had to break up with the other one. I mean, it's just yucky. You got to make some time to learn about yourself and to love yourself, and that takes being alone sometimes. That takes being alone. That takes going through the process, allowing it to be. Because that makes when you do get with the right person really special, because you know you're not just doing it because you don't want to be alone. In order to create that magic in your life, you got to let go of what's holding you back. And there's a real interesting, you know, caveat to this. A lot of people say, well, I have these relationships, these friendships. Well, they're just not going to let me go. They're going to keep on hassling me. They're going to be around. They're not going to let me stop hanging out. Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you stop texting and calling people, you stop inviting them places, you stop going out with them, you stop paying for dinners and what have you, they're going to go on. And it might take a few months. But, you know, you got to let it go. But when you keep picking up that phone or you keep texting and picking up the check, they're going to be around forever. In order to let them go, you've got to let them go. You got to let them go and just let it go. Stop communication. You could have stopped this a long time, ended this dead-end relationship, and moved on a long time ago. But it's been a pattern. You know, the next thing is to let go what you need to let go. And I think you can determine that. You can write out a list for yourself, whether it's relationships, friendships, holding on to old ideologies, old thought processes from the past that's holding you back, that makes you feel like everybody's out to get you. All those things, writing those things down and realizing, well, I'm coming from a limited perspective, which is causing me to question my own life, which is making me feel bad and not being able to see the magic in my life. The next thing is to create a positive place for yourself, a safe place, a positive place where negativity and drama is not a part. And right when it shows up, letting it go, moving on, don't move to the sidelines. When we get into drama and we get into talking about other people, we move our life from action in the present moment to the sidelines because we're no longer living, right? Because we're talking about other people. The next thing is to see your life as magical, to know that magic happens and to know that miracles happen every day. To know it. If you know it, it will come. If you know something to be true, it'll occur and happen in your life. Last but not least is don't get stuck in the drama and the negative minutiae of the lower vibrational living. When we take ourselves out of life and we forget all the magic and amazement that we have right here. I want your life to be magical because I know it is. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back this time. Be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.